Frankie Fish and the Sonic Suitcase. Written and read by Peter Hellyer. Chapter 1. When good pranks turn bad. Really, extremely, very bad. Francis Fish was excited. Make that super excited. He couldn't have been more excited than if his hands were made of chocolate. For one thing, it was the final day of school for the term, which meant that he was about to have two glorious weeks away from St. Monica's Primary. Even better, in just one sleep, he would be joining his best friend, Drew Bird, and the entire Bird family at their beach house for the holidays. That meant he wouldn't have to spend the holidays as he usually did, helping out at the family business, Fish Pest Control. It also meant he didn't have to see his sister, Lou, a professional saint and Mum and Dad's absolute favourite, an accusation strenuously denied by Ron and Tina Fish for 14 whole days. Win plus win equals double win. Francis was over the moon. He hadn't been on many holidays because his parents were generally too busy to take them. And he'd never been on one with a best friend on account of never having had a best friend before. But that had all changed when Drew Bird arrived at school last term. After Miss Merriweather had introduced Drew to the class on his first day, she said, in a decision she'd soon come to regret, "You can sit in the spare seat next to Francis Fish." Drew walked over and plonked down next to Francis, grinning broadly. "Hiya, Frankie Fish," he said. "I'm Drew. Drew Bird." For a moment, the world stopped. It was as if Francis had stepped into a sudden ray of warm sunlight, because this is the thing. No one had ever called Francis Frankie before, let alone giving him a nickname that wasn't making fun of his fishy surname, and he immediately loved it. Francis felt a grin spread across his face. Right there and then, Frankie Fish would have swum to China and back for Drew Bird. The two boys quickly discovered that they shared a lot more in common than animal-based surnames. They both loved watching Doctor Who. They were both world-class spitters, and they were both awesome at pranks. Well, Frankie was pretty good at pranks. He'd once covered St. Lou's pet turtle in post-it notes, and on her birthday, he put a fake dog poo on her pillow. Classic stuff. But Drew Bird was next-level prank king, the kind of king who could set off a fart bomb in the staff room during lunchtime and walk away without a scratch, or a stench for that matter. In the short time he'd known Drew, Frankie's pranking skills had come along in leaps and bounds. Which leads us to another reason why Frankie was excited. Today, on the last day of term, he and Drew were going to play the biggest ever prank together, and it was going to be epic. Their target was the end of term assembly, which usually had all the excitement of a snail at a zebra crossing and went just as slowly, painfully slowly. But today's assembly would not be like that. Nope, no way. Because at today's assembly, Frankie and Drew had a little surprise planned. While Principal Dawson was boring everyone into a coma, definitely medically possible, Frankie and Drew were going to release a banner behind his head that read, "Happy Holidays, Suckers!" Gold. Absolute gold. It was good, clean fun and the culmination of many hours' work.